Yep. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Greetings, America, and welcome to I'm With Stupid on this D-Day in America. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere 114 miles away, is the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man. Coming to you live from my luxurious studios in Redneckville, Arkansas. Matt Man, how are you doing today?
Doing fine, Jay. If I go quiet, I'll call back in. Got a little problem with Time Warner today. So I got out I got out the duct tape and I got it strapped around my computer because I figured that'll help somehow.
Yeah. It's wrap the computer in duct tape and spray down the cable with some WD-40, and that should take care of it.
That's right. It is the cure-all, the panacea. So, how are you doing? Are you sweltering down there?
Yeah, a bit. It's been pretty hot and steamy down here.
Of course, that's true with you anytime, isn't it?
That's wherever I'm at, it's going to be hot and steamy. And I'm watching, they got ESPN on right here. They've got breaking news. Plaxico Burress has just been released from prison.
I've heard that.
Yeah, so, all right. Pretty excited.
So I bet the Cincinnati Bengals will sign him within 6 hours.
Well, it's a race between them and the Eagles.
And don't count out the Raiders.
Yeah. So anyway,
big news. Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot to cover on this D-Day.
We do.
Jay, yeah, I didn't even get to tell you about this, but this morning I took Chris Christie's chopper over to Pennsylvania. Well, he had to fly into Bagwine because he wanted to watch a baseball game involving his neighbor's third cousin's son. So, you know, he said as long as I had the chopper back by two, I could go use it. So I flew to southwestern Pennsylvania and covered the announcement of one former senator and agent of God, Rick Santorum, announcing his run for the 2012 presidential GOP nomination. And I actually got a sound file from the event. It's pretty exciting. Are you ready?
I'm ready. He does generate excitement, doesn't he?
Yes. You know, if I was him or his press agent, I would have at least, brought in some bees so there would have been a little buzz anyway. So. But then I flew back just in time for the show. So
glad you could make it back in time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well,
don't count him out.
No, because, he gets off some pretty amazing little gems every once in a while. In fact, last week, while giving a speech about how Barack Obama hates America and all that, he made it perfectly clear, and he said to President Obama, he says, America was a great country before 1965. And Now, nobody's been able to follow up with him, and I don't know if he meant that what he misses most is the segregation or the 70% tax rates. But something about those two things he thought was great, and he loved it. So.
Well, I'm sure there's one other thing missing, because no one's that squeaky clean. I bet he had a thing for June Cleaver, and he's not fessing up.
Well, don't we all?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we got a myriad of guests in here this morning,
I
Jay.
I see that.
And
we're overflowing with guests.
Yes, and we have a sweaty Vinny Bond in the room as well.
Exactly. A whole bunch of guests and one Vinny Bond in the room. And don't forget, kids, you can hear Vinny Bond every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio on Music on the Couch, where he interviews independent and unsigned musical artists. Great show.
I may even tune in tonight. That's how big it is.
Yeah, and that's how great my promo was. I mean, that was good.
That's what enticed me.
That's that off-the-cuff speaking ability I have.
Yes, it is. Other big political news going on. Last week, Sarah Lehman-Dahl, our favorite babe from Alaska, our favorite Eskaho, made quite a splash on the political scene.
She did. She gave us a little impromptu history lesson. Concerning Paul Revere.
Refresh my memory, Jay. She was talking about Paul Revere.
Paul Revere and his dawn ride through the Maine countryside, where he was warning all the British, because Paul Revere was known as the best smack talker in the area at the time.
And
so he rode through. He rode through the countryside, warning the British, "We're going to kick your ass. You're not taking our guns. Our Second Amendment is going to be protected." And
the amazing thing about Paul Revere is that he was so clairvoyant, not knowing that, you know, as we didn't even have a Second Amendment yet.
Exactly. And then I saw that she went on Sean Hannity this weekend and doubled down on her version of history. And she pointed out that Paul Revere did warn the British, and that there were British had been living there for 7 years, which is interesting, since, you know, they landed there in Plymouth in 1620. But she is right that he did warn the British, but he only warned them after they captured him and waterboarded him. And he then just said, yeah, we're taking up arms against you.
I'll tell you what, and, you know, she makes fun of the British, but back then the British did an awful good job that, you know, something we can't do, because at least back then from like 1519 up until 1776 or 1781 when the war ended, the British did a good job of keeping the Spanish south of the Florida-Georgia border, so. I got a press release from Sarah this morning, Jay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you have been busy.
I have been. Yeah, as soon as the chopper landed back and I came in, it was waiting for me. She's got a couple more trips planned, more American history trip. I think she's teaming up with Condé Nast, and they're putting together a tour of America. She's going to celebrate the Louisiana Purchase later this summer, and she's going to follow the exact path that the expedition of Jerry Lewis and Dick Clark took. led by their lovely and nubile Indian guide, Sacagawea. So that's pretty exciting.
It looks a lot like Goldie Hawn, right?
Yes, it does. And then big news, and this is why they sent the press release to me, because they wanted you to be surprised, and they told me to let you know. Excuse me. On September 9th, she's coming to Arkansas, Jay. Because she wants to celebrate the 54th anniversary of the Little Rock Nine. Because as her press release states, she wants to celebrate the courage and conviction of the Little Rock Nine, who, as we all know, integrated Major League Baseball. So,
yes, they did.
And then it went on to say, she said, nobody could turn a 6-4-3 double play like the Little Rock Nine. So I think that's sweet that she's reaching out.
Yes, she is.
So get your hair cut, Jay, and stand up straight.
Oh, I will. Buy some new clean underwear to wear for that meeting, which I didn't even do when I met with the Duggars. So,
well, evidently they don't wear a lot of undergarments.
Yeah, apparently not. But I do when her talking about Paul Revere, I did like the fact that she is so well versed in his history that she pointed out that after the war he moved out to the Bay Area and led the Raiders to the Super Bowl. Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah.
And then of course he moved to Iowa and opened a chain of pizza delivery places.
Really?
Was very successful. Had very innovative marketing. They had a deal where if you came in to pick the pizza up, it was a buy one get one free deal. They called it the one if by delivery, two if by carryout plan.
If only we had the rim shot this week. Speaking of pizza, I wanted to talk a little about one of our fave GOP hopefuls, Herman Cain. So I went to Google, and I had a friend of mine do a LexisNexis search of some of his stances on policies, on economic. We couldn't find anything. We just
couldn't find a thing.
We couldn't find a damn thing.
Other than the fact that he makes a damn fine all-meat double cheese pizza.
What more do you need to know?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much all you really need. I mean, that makes him qualified for me. I'm a fan of pizza.
I know.
Yeah. He did say, I saw a quote from him, that he said that 2012 is his to lose. Which it's
and
nice to see
correct.
That he's realistic about his losing.
He did take a swipe at the Donald. Took a swipe at Trump.
And he took a swipe at Michelle Bachmann, which I'm not going to put up with.
I know, because, well, she is hot. And let me tell you, America, I listened to Sean Hannity on the radio last Friday, and she's going to be in Iowa in the next couple weeks. And she said she has a big announcement and told Sean he really needs to be there.
Uh-huh.
So that could be good news for I'm with Stupid.
It could be.
Not necessarily
it sounds like good
for
news
America,
for Sean Hannity,
but it could be good for us.
And it sounds like it could be good news for Sean Hannity, too. You know, he's,
He'll
be doing a little manscaping and getting ready for that event.
He's happily married.
Of course he is. So was John Edwards happily married too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. But the man, well, you know, poor John, he has so much love to give. You know, lucky in love, unlucky in presidential sweepstakes. That's what my mom always said.
You do pretty good when you're running late, dude. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, I would hope that if John Edwards had been elected president, he would make better selections in his cabinet members than girlfriends, because, come on, really? Woo!
Well, you know, Democrats do that. I mean, Bill Clinton did too, so.
Well, I kind of always liked Monica.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with the Paula Jones and that big schnoz of hers. I,
well,
know.
That's true too, but hers isn't a pretty big one. But it's got, no, it's just not, it's not helpful. It looks too much like my ex-sister-in-law's, who I hate. And let me tell you, the hate is quite requited.
Now, see, well, I'll tell you what, we're on a roll here, Matt, because we've run almost half the guests out of the room. Which is, of course, this is the way the show is designed to work, so. Quite successful.
It's word-of-mouth advertising, because when they leave the room, they usually tell a friend, "You can't believe the shit I just listened to." Oh, really? What was it? Oh, it was on I'm With Stupid. See, there you go.
Exactly. But let's get into Mitt Romney here. What do you say?
I was going to say, you know, you got John Edwards, who's got nice hair, but he's like a tiger cub or a lion cub. We know who the king of the Maine is in this political field.
That is multiple choice Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you had the good fortune to sit down with him.
I did. After he officially launched his failed 2012 presidential bid, he called me up and asked for a few minutes, and so we sat down. He wanted to clarify a few things because, you know, he has this reputation of being a bit of a flip flopper, and so
right.
We thought we'd work on it.
Because we dig him.
Governor Romney, thank you so very much for being with us here today. Let's get right to it. The biggest issue most people have with you is they think you're a flip-flopper. So can we clear up at least one thing right now? What is your position on abortion?
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country.
Okay, you see, this is a problem, sir. Many people believe that you were conveniently pro-choice when you needed to be in Massachusetts, and you are now conveniently pro-life when you need to be while running for the Republican nomination. But now you are saying that you're pro-choice?
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose, and am devoted and dedicated to honoring my word in that regard.
See, you do understand why people have these concerns, right? I'm not trying to be rude here. I mean, you're a very conservative man, and a good-looking man. Don't take that the wrong way. You don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't cuss, anything like that. You're very religious, very strict. This is why people keep asking you about this subject of abortion.
When asked, will I preserve and protect a woman's right to choose, I make an unequivocal answer, yes.
Okay, Governor, you've convinced me. I think we've cleared things up. But let's just make it 100% official, so there's no lingering doubts, there's no further questions. Let's just lay it right out there. What is Mitt Romney's position on abortion?
I'm pro-life. I never really called myself pro-choice.
Oy vey. Never mind. This has been an I'm With Stupid exclusive interview with Governor Mitt Romney. Back to Matt Man and J Man in the studio.
Huh.
Well, there you go, guys.
Wow,
cleared it all
that's
up.
Interesting. Yeah, he did. I think. Why did I just go cross-eyed?
Mitt Romney, you know, last week when we were talking about Sarah Palin, you know, she showed up at the biker rally in D.C., and she was wearing this great big cross around her neck, this big, huge
mm-hmm.
cross, because, you know, she's a much far superior Christian to the rest of us, you know, just to wear the big cross. And then a couple of days later, she's in New York City, and she's wearing this big, flashy, shiny Star of David.
Yeah,
and Mitt Romney was furious about this because that was what he was planning on doing. She out-pandered him. Actually, she didn't really know it was a Star of David. She was just showing everybody, look at this shiny star necklace I bought from that nice young black man at that kiosk in Times Square.
Or rather, who I had one of my handlers buy that nice shiny star from that black man for me.
Yeah, it only cost $3,500. It's cubic zirconium. Anyway, Romney.
Yeah, the guy seems perfect. And to me, maybe just a little too perfect.
Yeah. Well, you know, after we did the interview, he sold me a used car, a 72 Pinto.
And the funny thing is, as he looked into your eyes, you went ahead and paid him more than he wanted, didn't you?
I believed that Pinto was a hybrid. I really did.
Oh, yeah, there's got to be something wrong with that dude. I mean, he claims not to drink or smoke. I mean, other than being Mormon, I mean, there's something wrong. I mean, he's, what, 64 years old? The bastard looks better than I did when I was 34. I know damn well that somewhere in one of his houses, just like Dorian Gray, there is a portrait in a hermetically sealed closet that ages and ages, and he stays young.
Oh, see, and here I was just thinking he was taking performance-enhancing drugs, but...
No, if that's...
But you know...
Go ahead.
You were going to make a John Edwards joke, weren't you?
No, the performance-enhancing drugs, I would be spending that money on Real, not John.
But, you know, I think part of it is, you know, Mormons are good-looking people. And they stay in great shape with all that, you know, walking through neighborhoods and going door-to-door to meet people stuff. So.
And the bike riding,
absolutely.
I actually went to
Except that Mitt doesn't do the bike riding because he doesn't put a helmet on that hair. Uh-uh.
Oh, no. Nor could he find one that big.
But I can't wait to see him with his special style of campaigning when he goes down to Florida wearing a Jesus is my homeboy T-shirt, and then the next day he'll be in Detroit wearing a UAW cap, and then 2 days later he'll be in San Francisco wearing a Grateful Dead tie-dye T-shirt, smoking a doobie, wearing Birkenstocks.
Yep. With his arm around a fine-looking young man.
Exactly. He's a man of the people.
And then when he finally does a speech in Provo, Utah, they'll just give him a wink and a nod.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but, you know, he does hang out with regular people all the time. He calls them, you know, staff, household staff, the cleaning ladies, the maids, the cooks.
He was trying to be hip last week on an interview, I believe on 2020 or something, or I don't know, NBC. No, it was NBC. How he really digs American Idol. So.
Oh, God. and he says he's a fan
of which is good because the whole religion of Mormonism is based on an American Idol. So.
Hey-o.
Boy, and that one just came to me.
Hey, man, what a phony macaroni that guy is. I see we have a number of guests wandering in and out of the chat room still. So anybody who's new to the show, thanks for joining us. We're having a great time at other people's expense.
Yes, and you still have 7 minutes to call in at 661-244-9852.
Absolutely. Call in and let us know what you think, even if you disagree with us. We love people who disagree with us.
Man, with all the people wandering in and out, it's like being at a bar mitzvah. Which is a shame we don't have any Jewish candidate running. You'd think we could
have a Romney will be a Jewish candidate eventually.
Well, I was going to say, we need a Jewish president because, you know, the Jews have so little influence in this country.
I know. But don't worry. I'm sure Romney will show up in New York and declare his new name Mitt Romney Stein.
Oh, God.
And I want to shout out to one of the guests in the room is the always wonderful, the lovely, the talented, the hot and spicy Warrior Cat.
I know what you're going to say. Oh, God, say it again because I just talked over you.
Warrior Cat. Oh, yeah.
I'd like to go in the voting booth with her.
She could pull my lever. Anyway.
Punch my Chad, baby.
And so we've got about 4 minutes left in the live stream. We will be continuing in the after show for
John,
I don't know how
said,
long. Normally it's only 15 minutes, but BTR acting a little funny lately.
We had a wacky Saturday.
Yeah, we did. But so after the show, be sure to come back here later in the archives, and you'll be able to hear the final 15 minutes of the show. That's not by our design. That's BTR's design. If you don't like it, it's their fault, not ours.
Correct.
They did not ask us for our opinion on that. And while we're waiting to see if...
Nor did they ask us if we wanted to go for like 3 hours on Saturday.
No, they didn't. It just so happened that they didn't cut us off for some reason.
And unfortunately, we didn't cut ourselves off.
No, because we don't have that kind of self-control, you know?
You know, I started that show nearly sober, and by the time it was done, I was drunker than hell.
Well, you know, I only drink dirt while the show's going.
Jay,
as soon as the show's over, I'll stop drinking.
I do want to, you know, take a time to reflect and turn us from laughter just to a little bit of solemnity as we, you know, as we celebrate the 57th anniversary of D-Day.
67.
And I think this would be a good time to salute all our soldiers, sailors, and Marines out there on the fronts, as we do every day.
Absolutely.
Because that's important.
It is. I'm going to go to YouTube, and I'm going to go back and watch some of the old D-Day Memorial celebrations from back in the... back in the day, Reagan's was a great one,
mm-hmm.
on the 40th anniversary.
Yep. We're big on fives and zeros when it comes to anniversaries, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like
we like those.
This year's 57, and no one really cares. 57, what kind of number is that? It's so odd.
It is an odd number, yeah. They're not even going to, nobody's even going to gather on the
no.
on the beaches to
call me in 3 years.
Commemorate
I'll meet
it.
You there at 60.
We'll have a big one then.
Oh, hell yeah. That's when they'll truly just go all out and honor, you know, Britain's Lord Tennyson for cracking through the Spanish Armada to open up the floodgates into France.
Yeah. And of course, I'm sure that Sarah Palin will be invited to speak to that one when she can talk about the American forces invading England so that we'll have a place to launch our operations into Europe from.
Uh-huh.
And that great army built by General Thurgood Marshall. Led by Dwight Eisenhower, when he told Hitler, "We're going to keep Europe safe for socialism. We're going to make sure they have universal health care and high tax rates and a permissive view of sex and gay marriage and all that stuff, because that's what we stand for."
And then she'll talk about how She'll talk about how what really was important about the invasion of Europe, and it's important to someone we mentioned earlier, Mitt Romney, how Lieutenant Ponce de Leon, just outside of Paris after he defeated an Italian regiment, he found the Fountain of Youth. So that's always nice. One of the spoils of war.
Got to do a little shout out here to Kat on Twitter. She gave us a shout out on Twitter.
Oh, that's sweet. I have to give her one too.
The audience will just have to be patient for a minute. We're
Hey, I'm working. No, I really
we're communicating.
Am. I'm working at...
We're communicating with a hottie here, so.
I can't type with. Oh, yeah, I can type with one hand. I've done it before.
Usually late at night, what in a Facebook chat? But hey.
Sometimes not even late at night. If Schmoop goes to bed early. 7:15 rolls around. I got a picture of Michelle Bachman up on my screen, and I'm just wailing away, going filibuster, filibuster.
Who's your Uncle Sam, baby? Who's your Uncle Sam?
Uncle Sam wants you.
This show's took a disturbing turn.
At least we got our tribute to the troops in. That's all that matters.
At least we did. They're very
just
sincere
like any other
tribute
talk
to the
show,
troops.
Just like any other talk show on radio or TV, you get that 2-second tribute to the troops. You can lie or whatever the rest of the show. You're fine.
That's right.
Oh.
Oh, man. But it is D-Day, so I recommend everybody go down to your library and grab a copy of Stephen Ambrose's book, D-Day, and read it. It's only about 538 pages. You should be able to read that real fast, right?
Do they still have libraries?
We have one here.
Yeah. You know, I find that sad. Speaking of libraries and books in general, I find it sad that, you know, they're just all going by the wayside.
I agree. It is sad.
Mm-hmm. It's like interleague baseball. I'm a purist.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Saw that Albert Pujols with back-to-back walk-off home runs this weekend as the Cardinals swept the Cubs.
That's and, big news.
And after yesterday's win, Carlos Zambrano got loose. Cubs pitcher again. He was blasting away at the team. And at the closer, Marmol, who blew his second save in a week, saying that he didn't understand what he was doing out there. He gave up the game-tying double to Ryan Theriot. I don't know how he pronounces that name, but he was complaining that he, you know, throwing him a slider when the guy can't hit a fastball. Why would you slow it down for him? And he's kind of got a point there, but he's Carlos Zambrano, so screw him.
You know, I'd like to go out drinking with an unlimited credit card with Carlos Zambrano and Ozzie Guillen. I'd just sit in between the two. I wouldn't even have to drink. I would be so buzzed.
You just wouldn't understand a word either was saying, but
exactly.
Until Guillen dropped the, you know, the faggot remark on Zambrano.
I'd wake up the next morning, and all I would hear in my head would be, "No, it is you who's wrong." Oh, Carlos could come to Cincinnati and pitch. They've got a heck of a bullpen in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be great there.
I honestly believe if the Reds had an average bullpen, they would be 20 games above 500.
So, did you have any other thoughts on D-Day? We kind of got distracted there.
You mentioned Warrior Cat, and then she had to post these sexual comments on Twitter. And frankly, I just lost my professionalism for a minute.
Which, you know, does not happen often.
No, it doesn't. And in fact, when the show is over for good, I may lose my professionalism again, if you know what I mean.
Well, if you're going to lose your professionalism, losing it to Cat is about as good as you can get.
There you go. Exactly.
She could take my professionalism anytime.
You know, I just did some recalculations in my head. I think I pulled a Sarah Palin. Has it been 67 years since DK? I kept saying 57.
Well, the first time you said 57, I said 67. Then I thought, oh, well, he meant to, you know, do that. He was,
no, you didn't.
He was
you
mocking
didn't.
Sarah Palin with his, because we all know you're a numbers guy. So.
And I'm sure on the other end, you were just chuckling.
Well,
and then, of course, like an idiot, I had to out myself. But that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, he could have. You didn't have to say anything after the show. If somebody had asked, he would have said, well, "Hello, we were. It was satire. We were mocking Palin."
Uh-huh. On top of that, no one would have known until just 35 seconds ago.
Well, you know, as it is, our 752,312 guests who were in the chat room still don't know.
Yeah, that's the good thing. It was a nice crowd. Impressive.
It was. Must have rolled in from Twitter. That Twitter, boy, that's a great marketing tool.
But it's so complicated.
It is.
I just can't get my arms around it. And it's exhausting. Twitter is exhausting.
It actually is a bit exhausting sometimes.
Really?
It's exasperating. But speaking of Twitter, we have an official show Twitter. You can find us at @IWS_radio right there on Twitter. And we have an official show Tumblr, IWSradio.tumblr.com. And Tumblr, of course, is spelled T-U-M-B-L-R because they're cool like that.
Exactly.
And if you'd like to email the show, you can email us at IWS_radio@yahoo.com. And you can always find Matt on his blog at Bagwine Ruminations.
Well, I'm actually not there anymore.
Well, you can find Schmoop, and that's all you really need to find.
Yes.
Get on.
And there's there's a reason for that too, Jay, because, you know, in 2 weeks, we have a little D-Day of our own, and that's all I'm going to say.
That's damn right.
Because to say anything more, it wouldn't be good.
It would create unhealthy expectations, too.
Yes, I know how you hate those.
You know, I like to keep, for people to have low expectations of me. It helps me out.
You know, you're kind of like Pip in Great Expectations, only you're the opposite. So I would have to say your name backwards, which still makes you Pip. Man, my mind is nimble today.
It is. Folks, if you need something clever from Matt, you better get it before noon.
Yeah.
Apparently, he is hot in the mornings.
Oh, God.
See, we got a...
you know why I'm hot
man.
In the morning.
Oh, do what?
You know why I'm so nimble and agile mentally in the morning?
Why?
Because I've been drinking my tomato juice.
Oh, God. That ought to be killer right there. That would ruin my morning.
So you mentioned D-Man?
Yeah, the D-Man just posted on Twitter that he had posted on Tumblr because, you know, you have to let people know these things.
I've noticed that.
It's that picture of the cat looking through a hole in the ceiling, and it says, "Ceiling cat is watching you masturbate." And he says, "Behave as if you had your own ceiling cat." Well, you know what, D-Man? We do, because we have a ceiling cat, and he's called God, and he's watching us at all times.
He goes by another name, too. Rick Santorum.
Yep. And here's some John Huntsman news. Everybody's probably wondering what John Huntsman was up to today.
I always say, well, you know, Mitt is.
Yeah, oh, you know.
And always trying to figure out who can out-Mormon the other.
Well, Huntsman is going to skip Iowa.
Huh.
And he's just going to go ahead and focus on New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida. He says that he's opposed. He's opposed to ethanol subsidies, so that means automatic loss. So there's no reason to even bother.
True.
And he has a point there. And of course, upon hearing that news, Mitt Romney showed up in Des Moines in a truck that runs on ethanol.
Of course.
Wearing overalls and a straw hat. Holding a pitchfork, standing next to Mrs. Romney. American Gothic Part 2.
Of course, they were wearing tailor-made overalls.
And his hair still looked fantastic.
And the bandana around his neck, it was silk.
Yeah, he was wearing Armani overalls, and ours were Christian Dior, you know, and Prada cowboy boots. Oh, Mitt, don't you ever stop running. Well, hell, he's been running since 1994, so, you know, obviously he's not going to stop. So.
And you know, and what he's really running from is himself.
He wants to break free.
And he does it on a daily basis.
You know, what he really needs to do, he needs to do a remake of the Queen video. that I want to break free. Well, I can't remember the name of the song, you know, where they're all in drag and they're vacuuming the living room. He should do that. Show a little bit, you know, that other side of him.